Blog Talk Radio. He knows our name. He spoke to us this morning. Some of us may not believe this, but God spoke to us this morning. He woke us up and called us by our name. The closer you get to him, the more you'll know his voice. Thank God again for this day. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I do know and I really believe that it is God who's in control. I've learned in my short time of living that God is in control. I mean, he is in control. I thank him for his Holy Spirit. I thank him for what the things he already have done. And I even thank him for what the things he's about to do. There's a mystery here. Mm-hmm. And I was reading it earlier, you know, that he don't hide it from us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, he don't hide things from his days. Folks don't like to be called that, but when you are of God, see, he hides it from the wise and the pure.
Mm-hmm.
He shows it to the babes. Oh, I know right about it.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for his mystery, you know, that he has. Folks, Reverend, they counsel with us, they talk to us, but let me tell you something, brother. I'm not saying I'm right, you know, but I just want to give you what I think it is. That I really believe that it is really time for us to take this thing serious.
Yeah.
I believe that we need to take it serious because no one knows the hour or the time.
No.
But God may come in. But I want to tell you, and I left a message one day. I think it might not rain on a lot of people, but I left a message one day that God will reveal. I want just a piece of that, but really we're going to be coming from John over here. But I want to go back a little bit and see something. If my sister was there, and she had sent it to a nugget, you know, you don't have to take it, you know, day, but one day you can go back and read it. And I really believe in this book, man. I really believe that he's revealed to us if we'll open our heart to him. You know, this what we call life. You know, you can't force nobody to do nothing. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You can pray to the hope they, you know, get in. But you can't force nobody to do nothing. You can't force nobody to receive nothing. But Jesus said over there in Luke, he said something before we get in there. Just a little encouragement, you know. He said something. There's two things that we want to look at, but I want to look at Luke first. Watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come humble before the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we come with our heart opened up right now, Father God. And we come in right now and touching the green, Lord. We come and touch the green that, Father God, that you are already in the midst, Lord. We come and touch the green that Brother Willard Dog this morning, Lord. We know, Father God, that there are some things that in life that man can't skip. And there's a transition from this life to you, Lord. We can't skip it. I don't care how good we are, Lord, or how bad we are. Every man has an expiration date, Lord. Lord, we just ask for strength right now, Lord, for his whole entire family, Lord, even friends, Father God, that knew him, Lord, his brother, Lord. We ask, Father God, right now, as we touch and agree right now, let your Holy Spirit touch him, Lord. Touch him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord. Know that, Father God, the life that he had and the life he lived, let it go on in memories for him and his brothers, you know. And anybody that know was a friend of him, Lord, we just ask you to give strength right now, Lord. No, it's not about no show, Lord, is about your plan, Lord, or your plan for salvation for us all, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for his every time that he want to get out and just come out and listen to you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to give strength, Lord, as we touch and agree, Lord. We're going to move on, Lord. But we do know, Father God, that you're in the midst, Lord. So, Lord, we come right now in the most humble manner we know how. We ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to make this lesson plain, Lord, that we can hear it, Lord, that we can apply it to our life and encourage Brother Withered Dog and anyone else that's grieving at this time, Lord. Anybody that's going through can't understand the burden, and maybe they do understand the burden. It's just hard right now, Lord. We just ask you to clear it up, Lord. Soften the heart of men and children of yours, Lord. Then we go back and reflect on scripture. Maybe we heard it before, Lord. But, Lord, let it be a fresh anointing, Lord. Let it be an eye-open to us, Lord. Father God, I didn't see that, but now I see it now, Lord. Let it rest in the heart of your people, Lord. Lord, we're not here for who going to say the best words, Lord. Who going to give the best encouragement, Lord. We are here to touch and greet that our brother and his family for strength, Lord. There's not even competition, Lord. We ask you to have your way. If anyone speak, Lord, let it be with the wisdom of yours, Lord. Let it be with love, Lord, and happiness, Lord. There is a time for peace, Lord, and we thank you for you, Lord. And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I don't be on Facebook that lot, right? And better not text me, you know. And I want to say my little spiel, you know, that anybody can hit the one button, you know. We don't discriminate. We want to, we've been praying for Brother Willie and his brother, you know. If I'm not mistaken, y'all stop me if I'm wrong, you know. I know I'm misunderstanding the text, but we just want to send some praise for our brother and prayer and let him know that we with him, you know. We're standing right there with our arms open up for him, you know, and he's been trying to get a ministry to go on, and he pointed to someone to do it, you know, and I've just been around the church long enough to know that God does things in a mysterious kind of way, you know, and I just believe that when he's a part of anything, you know, sometimes it takes this and that, you know. But I find out that when you put God in it, boy, he'll make a way. He will make a way. We just sing that song, Jesus will make a way. Somehow. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to be begging nobody to get on, man. But y'all who all know Brother Willie Dog, if you want to encourage him, you can hit the one button. You know, I'm going to be very patient that we can do this here, you know. Because he takes time out for a lot of us. You know, if you've ever been around him, he always make a platform for someone to come on. Somebody send a text, man, pray for my mother. Pray for my auntie. Lord, I lost this. I lost her. I lost him, you know. He always made a way for people to come on. I know this probably is a platform a lot of folks come on. You know what I'm talking about? It might be more feasible later on when he have the gospel album on Tuesday, but we just want to make way because he's here faithfully, man. I'm talking about from he don't leave. He come in on time every day and stay all the way through. And he fuss a little bit, talking about we too long sometimes, but he stay right on in there. You know what I'm talking about? He is a faithful listener, you know. That man, I mean, he got his truth, you know what I'm talking about? Back in the day, really, they had you know, some of the churches, they put the truth. This is the William truth, you know.
Yeah,
what I'm
sir.
About?
He got
his role, you know. What I'm about? And we want to give him honor, you know, right today, and give him some love right now, you know. And then wherever else go behind that, it's a blessing, you know. And then you know me, you
Amen.
Know. I ain't gonna say me, but I believe that. We should help one another too, you know. We should help one another,
man.
And I thank God for it, man. I really believe that I'm gonna say something. Don't even have to say it. But I ask anybody that if you're willing to hit the run button and you want to comment or you want to say something to Brother Willie, it is a good time. And he is a faithful listener, man. I got to tell you, I know. I'm saying it. Every day we own, he's on. Every hour we own, he's on. He'll fuss too, like an old man. He'll fuss, but it's, he said, you know, you got the impact, you know. But we still here because we do things a little different. That's all right. Keep praying for us, Brother Willie. Thank you, Brother Dad. And Reverend Jacobs, you know.
I just want to encourage my brother. And he reminds me of Peter. He's got that Peter spirit, that boldness. He's got that boldness. But it's a reason for it. You know, it's a reason for it. That's what he gonna need in these last days. So, I encourage you, Brother Willie. My prayers are with you, and I love you. I love you. Mm. Yeah, you got that Peter spirit. Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord for he is good. And his mercy endureth forever. I didn't know why he put that on my heart this morning, but I've been reading it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, not knowing events that had transpired, but his mercy endured forever. Oh, I just want to give God thanks and give love to my brother, Willie Dog. May God strengthen you and hold you in this hour. I just want to put what he put on my heart. I just want to share it with you. For his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Jesus. May God strengthen you and your family to know that his mercy and his grace is with you in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. You know, like I said, you know, it's you know, I know. I just feel like I don't know. Maybe he'll tell me that. I'm pretty sure he might. You know, if he don't, he good with daddy too, though. You know, but I really believe they will have a service later on. If not, he'll correct me. You know what I'm talking about. But we just want to give thanks to the brother because he's a very, very, very faithful listener, you know. I mean, even when we started this ministry, you know, a lot of folks were saying a few things. He came, I called him, and he scolded me a little bit, and we talked a little bit, and, you know, some kind of way that God did something, and he, trust me, he's been on here ever since. He's here, you know, here right now. We can thank him for his faithfulness, man. I'm talking about serious. Only time I ever known that he missed, is I think it maybe one time that he was doing something, you know what I'm talking about. But I tell you what, 99% here. He's here faithfully. He'll fuss in a minute, you know. You're fussing the bitch, but we love though. You can't do nothing about it. And I know we ain't the only one over here, man. You know, and I know, brother. Before we get in this word now, because once we get in this word, we gone now. So we open it up to anybody that wants to say something. Can say it now.
Yeah.
Hello. I thought I didn't.
Yeah, you open,
brother. One of my brothers this morning as well. Yeah, I was privileged to get a call from brother this morning, for something this morning. He said, you in that truck? I said, well, not yet, but I'm on my way. He called and said that he had lost his brother. And I could feel it in his voice when I was talking to him. It's a love one that's gone, so you know it's a person's feeling. And again and again and again, we all say cliche. It's a cliche. But you know, some cliches, I love cliches. Some cliches are true cliches. And we tell Brother Dog that we love it, it's true. We tell Brother Dog that earth has no sorrow, that heaven can't hear. We know it to be true, Brother Dog. We're not just saying it. We know it to be true. We tell Brother Dog that if you need us to call us, we know it and we mean that. If there's anything we can do for you outside of prayer for you, there's any physical help I can give you, any financial help I can give you, we mean that when he said, let us know. But dog is, we know he ain't going out to call us and we got to call him. But we love you. And believe me when I tell you, we truly pray for you and the family. And I've been down this road so many times now. You never used to it. But I like the way God do things. God allowed loved ones to get sick. And a lot of times, they don't just go. A lot of times, he gives us an opportunity to prepare for their leaving. And I heard him say here a few weeks ago that they had sent his brother home on hospice. So, Brother Dog never had an opportunity to kind of prepare for his home going. But as I get out the way, I get out the way by saying, I love you, brother. And it's true, there's nothing you can do about that. Keep your head in God's hand. And I promise you, he'll pull you through. God, he just never miss. He will pull you through. Yes, he will.
Yeah.
That's all right. Any man like wisdom, let him ask. So, Brother Willie, don't be afraid to ask. Because that's scripture. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. And he will not withhold it from you. But I like how the Most High really works. You know, and I always say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can lead a person to water, but you can't make them drink. But if they stay there long enough, they'll get thirsty. And Brother Willie Dog stayed. He stayed with us long enough till he got thirsty. He said, you know what? I think I want a drink of that. I praise you, brother. I thank you, brother. I do. I thank you. I thank the Father this morning.
You know, a lot of folks, Brother Darrell, they like to say, well, I don't want to do it on this. Said, I'm going to do it later on. I'll text them and I'll call them. And whoever how you do it, man, just encourage them, brother, man. We can't miss you doing that nowhere. You're going to have a day. An hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We all will have to come across this day. And we say it, man, death angels. We say it like it's what it is. We use that thing, and it's almost like a cliche. Let me tell you something. See, the deaf angel, then when you look at the deaf angel, when they're really, what they're talking about is when they put the blood on the doorpost. And God said he wanted his children, if they wanted to live, they wanted the main here, they had to put blood around the doorpost. And then they said those deaf angels will pass by. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm telling you, the blood. See, you can't use that story. No, you know what you got to do now? You got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. He is that Passover. Oh, help me, Jose.
Yeah.
He is the Passover lamb. No, he's the Passover lamb. And I thank God for him being the Passover lamb. Because when we find, hold on, brother. Hold on. Y'all stay with me. Y'all get it.
Yes. He's saying something right there. He is the Passover light.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Sacrifice once, Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice once.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think Reverend Bryant read a scripture yesterday, and it said, accept your righteousness, exceed the righteousness of the first. That stuck with me. I've been thinking about that all day yesterday, even this morning. Accept your righteousness, exceed me, go beyond what the scribes and the Pharisees, because they were still stuck in the animal sacrifice.
Right.
Except our righteousness. Well, what is our righteousness? My righteousness is by faith. By faith. That I have to believe that what he did, because he told Abraham, because you believe, it was counted unto you as righteousness. Yeah. So accept our righteousness. Accept my righteousness. Go beyond. Which means I have to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Repent of all my sins. Get baptized. Get baptized.
Something about that being faithful. When you're faithful. Something about when you're faithful, when you be in God's attendance, when you be available for God beyond your ability, but be available. God looks at our, he don't look at our ability, because our ability is in our ability, that's of ourselves and what talents we have or what God's created us to do. But when we are available, will open up to him for God to use us and take us beyond our abilities. That's why he looks more at our availability, of being available, to ask that we might receive, you know, ask of that wisdom, that we might receive wisdom. Open up to him that he may pour into us, that we yet have need of, for his mercy endureth forever.
Yeah.
His wonders work for his mercy. Hallelujah. And he made the heavens. That was his mercy. Endure it. Stretched out the earth above the waters. Well, that was his mercy. Hallelujah. Him and all the lights. That was his mercy. Sun to rule by day. Well, that was his mercy. And the moon and stars to rule by night. That was God's mercy. Even when he smoked Egypt and the firstborn, so that was the mercy of God. He didn't do it, but he also brought them out. Hallelujah! Brought out Israel from among the heathen. That was his mercy. He did it with a strong arm. Hallelujah! Strong hand and absent arm, but that was his mercy. Even when they got down to the Red Sea, the parts, hallelujah, and he parted it, but that was his mercy. But God goes to great extents for his children, those that would look unto him. Then here I am, Lord. I need you, Lord. I'm crying out to you. That is God's mercy. We need to be reminded, hallelujah. We need to be reminded and understand the mercies of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And evil will move in, or when events happen that will cause brown tears to shed. Oh, hallelujah. Where God takes his hand of mercy and he lays it upon our hearts and he covers our hearts. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. With his counsel. His counsel, his mercy, it endures, it suffers with us, it carries us on. We can better see his mercy. Sometimes he have to just put us at a moment where we can stand still and look and see his wondrous works.
Yeah.
That is God's mercy. Life will take us and sometimes beat us up sometimes, and we have to stand back and Lord have mercy. We say that, and he starts showing you how he have had mercy. Thank you, Lord. He starts to work it out and show you how he have had mercy on us over and over and over and over again. We realize and say, if it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah, where would I be? Where would I be if he had not healed me? When I was even astray, he held me, kept me. He still had an arm of protection all around me. Hallelujah. Because the scripture tells us the adversary would desire to sift us like we go there. But because Jesus prayed, he said, I have prayed, which is better. I've already done it. I've already spoken, so my word is covering you. Hallelujah. My prayer is covering you. The whatever may befall you, but you are already covered because I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The counsel of his mercy have been from everlasting. Thank you. And it endures. It's an enduring thing. It never gives up on us. Hallelujah. Shows mercy to all. For all that will seek after him will find his mercy. Will start to have hope. How you say you can lead a horse to water, lead people to water, and they stay there a while. They see the goodness of the Lord, then they want to drink of that water. What is that water? That water is that wisdom, that understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You get thirsty when you thirst after righteousness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You start to thirst after it. You start to want it. Your body starts to do something different. It starts to long for that has been without your spiritual man. It starts to need a drink. Hallelujah. 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 It starts to, cry out, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Take me back from before there was a wind or world, because the creature starts to realize it needs the Creator. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now the need grown and down within you. I need you. I need you. I need you. Help me. Help me. Hold me. I need you every hour. I need you. I cry unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And when you have tasted, there's something about water. When you're very thirsty and you have tasted, you start to remember that you have tasted it and you want it again. And you want it again and you want it again. After you have tasted, it tells us, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good. Even in this hour, he's still good. Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Hallelujah. Though you take me through, yet will I yearn for you. Hallelujah. That is spirit, that's the strength of God that we need. For his mercy endures. It takes you through. It carries you. It holds you. It upkeeps you in the name of Jesus. His mercy. His mercy. We can't do without it. We need it every day. Yeah. Every hour. His mercy. We need it to cover us. We need it to keep us, because we cannot stand before God without his mercy, without his grace, without his love. We cannot endure the storm without the mercies of God. Hallelujah. So we cry out for the Lord. Even in the prayer, we say, Lord, have mercy. Even on our thoughts, we say, Lord, have mercy. When we can't see our way, we say, Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
That's scripture with us. Scripture will tell you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 136. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. All through that, every verse is mercy. At the end of it, will tell you, it will do it. Hallelujah. Forever. Hallelujah. 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 From 1 through the 26, at the end of that, the scripture, it will tell you, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven. That's the last scripture. For his mercy endureth forever. And the first verse will tell you, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is here. For his mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit. hey, come in the room. And he just so designed this thing that we can come together unto this water. we come together. We assemble together by this water. And we thirst after this because we see the goodness in the water. Sometimes the water is troubled, but we still can look through the trouble and see the goodness of God. From the still water, they run deep. Oh, hallelujah.
Right, they run
deep, but our souls is there looking and yearning. Oh, we actually fill them up, Lord. Some come thirsty, but some need to be washed. Mm-hmm. Some need to be made clean by the water of God. Covered. Well, oh, hallelujah. We're standing there at the water. Standing there at the water. Oh, hallelujah. Let it flow, Father. Let it flow, Father. Let it cover. Let it give strength to some where some is brokenhearted. Let it mend that heart that's broken. Hallelujah. Some can understand. Hallelujah. Your ways and the way that you move. Well, we know the waters of God. Hallelujah. It would even give understanding. It would even give strength. It would even cover. It would even clean. It would even keep. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for your waters. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. His mercy.
Thank you.
His mercy. His mercy.
Thank
know
you.
This. His mercy is, oh, hallelujah, Holy Spirit. His mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Comfort, Father. Our Father, oh, in the name of Jesus, comfort, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Get his Holy Spirit. Oh, might as well talk to him since he's here.
Yeah.
Oh, we might as well whisper to him since he's here. God is here listening. Oh, Father, since you're here, we ask you to bless. We bless you, Father. We ask you to bless us. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your mercy that's enduring. Oh, Father, prayers have already went up. We ask that you give your ear. Give your listening ear, Father. You know the situation. You know each and every one of our special needs. Let's just cover, Father. Take care, Father. Let the waters do what they do, Father God. Sometimes the water brings destruction, but also the water can bring life. Hallelujah. Even in baptism, it brings life. Hallelujah. We said, thank you for your waters. Thank you for your waters. Sometimes it's troubled waters, Father, but we know from which where the water flows. So we just said, thank you, Lord. Have your way. Do what you will, Father God, but we know we can trust you. We can put ourselves in your hand. We can trust you, Lord. So we want to tell you we love you and we thank you, Lord. We can trust you, Lord. You're faithful. You're faithful. Hallelujah. Good to tell us for your mercy endure. So have your mercy. Let your mercy endure. Let it endure with us, Father God. In Jesus' name, we love you. We love you, and we thank you in Jesus' name for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your strength. I feel your strength moving. Right now, I feel your strength covering. Right now, I feel your strength giving its strength. Hallelujah. I feel your strength, Father God, for your waters are moving. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. This Psalms 136 just blessed my heart. One all from the first verse all the way to the 26th verse.
Yeah.
Oh, you see that, brother, that after each scripture, the end of each scripture, for his mercy, oh, how he do it forever. And he reminded them all that he took them through, even to him that made great life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He reminded them, hallelujah, that no matter what, you're going through the mercies of God. And working, you can lean upon that mercy. You can trust in that. You can rest, rule and abide in that for His mercy. Hallelujah! No matter what storm you're in, His mercy. Hallelujah! No matter what trial or what tribulation, the mercy of God. Hallelujah! 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 He redeemeth us. God has redeemed us, even from our enemies, even from our own self. Verse 24. By His mercy, thank you, Lord, even an inheritance unto Israel, His servant, for His mercy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He tells us in Luke, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What Satan would want to do to you. But you see that in the mercies of God. But I have prayed. It's Jesus speaking. It's in red. I have prayed. Hallelujah. That your faith wouldn't fail. Hallelujah. Your faith fell and not your faith, your hope in God. He gives us a responsibility, and in that responsibility, it is just to hope in Him, hope in God. Hallelujah. Hope in God. When we are strengthened, it tells us go back and strengthen our brother. Hallelujah. So this is in this hour, we're strengthening our brothers right now. Hallelujah. We're strengthening our prayers and our hope. God bless the bereaved in heart. Hallelujah. Loss of a loved one. That's us praying unto God, strengthening one another in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. See, sometimes, Brother Darrell, the strong have to bear the infirmities of the weak. You know, sometimes life will beat us up, feel that, you know, we feel broken. We feel despair sometimes. But those that are strong, high in the spirit, they must move to that one that needs strength at this hour. Hallelujah. And bear the infirmity of the weak. It's our job is to go and lift someone. Hallelujah. That needs someone. Lifting. They need God's strength. Hallelujah. And we feel mighty in spirit. Our job, our opportunity is to go to those and give them the love of God. Show your support. Do whatever you do. Whatever God lay up on your heart, do it. Do it in Jesus' name. Do it. Oh, hallelujah. Feels like it's just like a fire burning in right now. Hallelujah. Because of the love, the agape love that we have for God. Hallelujah. For one another. Hallelujah. It moves upon our heart when someone needs it. It moves upon our heart, and so that's why we open. Whatever I can do, just tell me. Hallelujah. But if you don't tell me, all I can do is just pray. Pray. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will supply the needs even if you don't ask. Hallelujah. Jesus' name.
I thank God for you, Reverend Henry. I thank God He has allowed you to let us see what it's like in the kingdom on a daily basis. Anytime we hear you, He's allowing us to see what it's going to be like every day. And every day is going to be sweeter than the day before. He allows us to see. This is not just Sunday. This is every day with Him. Thank you, Father. thank you, Father, for allowing us to see what it's like in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, his kingdom has come and his will is being done. Yeah,
yes, sir.
In earth. In earth, just like he's going to be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's allowing us to see.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Father. I thank you, Reverend Henry, for allowing him to,
Jesus.
To let him use you in that way.
Amen, Jesus.
I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
A song came to me. It's an old song. The song said, still water
mm-hmm.
runs deep.
Yes, sir.
Still water runs
mm-hmm.
deep. And like what you were saying, doesn't matter what we're going through, still water.
Yes, sir.
It's going to run deeper than anything that we can go through.
Mm-hmm.
The calmness of God, the calmness of the Holy Spirit, the love
mm-hmm.
of the Holy Spirit, the joy of the Holy Spirit is going to run deeper. It's going to run deeper. Still water runs deep. It's going to run deeper than anything that we can ever go through or experience.
Yes.
Still water of the Holy Spirit. It runs
mm-hmm.
deep. Runs deep. Runs deep. Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Ooh.
So the joy of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Joy of the Lord is our strength.
Mm-hmm.
Joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes. We want to say thank you.
Thank you, too.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. God be praised. God be glory. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Willie, God, we lifting you up, whether you know it or not. Yeah, we lifting you up this morning.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Lifting you up this morning.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
I'll be converted. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
This is to my brother Willardall.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay prayed up and just hold on to your memories. God got
you.
God got you. Just stay focused.
God bless you.
I'm gonna read my words since I got a break right quick, and then get back to it. It says, my word comes from Psalms 145, verse 1 and 2. I will extort thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I will bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. And the inspiration say, one can never praise enough God's glory. Even if one tries every day, set aside something. You are thankful for and give thanks for to the Lord in prayer. Every day, give blessing to the Lord for all he has provided for you. Extol his name whenever there is a moment, and let his angels hear you. And basically saying, at any moment, just say, thank you, Lord. Just praise
mm-hmm.
him. Just praise him. Just say, praise him in the morning, praise him in the evening, praise him all
yeah.
the time. That's what it's telling us to do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's telling us to do.
Praise him. Praise him. It comforts you.
That's
what. Yes, sir. Praise God.
Praise him even a little more now.
Yes, sir. Hey, brother, Brother Nutty, because it's easy for us to praise him when... It's easy for us to praise him when there ain't no trouble, But boy, when it's trouble, then you show your love to the Lord. You know, when you praise Him, you know, Job said, though you slay me, but yet will I trust you. What do you think that does for the Lord? When you praise Him in spite of Him, how do you think that makes the Lord look up on your situation when you stretch your hand to Him and no other help that you know? That makes God look upon you and pay attention to what you're going through. Hallelujah. When you give His name the praise. You know, how would we be when we would be scolding our children and our children turn around and say, thank you for giving me this whooping, because I know it's going to make me better. I know it's going to make me listen to you. I know it's going to make me understand you. What will that do to our heart? Hallelujah. It's going to make us be careful how we treat that individual. Hallelujah. Praises. God will inhabit our praises. When we praise the Lord, He comes and He inhabits. He inhabits. What inhabitation means? He dwells. He dwells here in our praise. Hallelujah. He sits, come in and sit down. Praise. Inhabit. Hallelujah. The praise of His people. When you write, we praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noonday. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise Him. You know, it's hard to complain when you're praising the Lord. Oh, but you just see His mighty work. You just see what could have been, but Lord made it this way. Hallelujah. Even in a time of bereavement, praise the Lord. You say, thank you, Lord. It starts to cover your heart. It starts to comfort your heart. I praise Him when my mother was going through. I thanked Him. He started to help with that hurt. Hallelujah. He started lifting. He started giving me strength because the praise. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to praise you. Thank you, Lord, for opportunity to be available that we may help someone. Thank you, Lord. Not because of no shape, form, or fashion, or to be lifted up ourselves, but because of you have loved us. Because you have loved us, and we just want to love on someone else. We just want to give someone else this, help them with this peace. Hallelujah. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. Regard your heart and even the mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This peace, it's going to keep you, the love. Hallelujah. It's going to keep you, the praise. Hallelujah. You will bring God to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every day. Brother Nutter said, every day will I praise Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever and ever. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful word. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Inspiration. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Songwriter, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
The songwriter says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes, sir.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Hallelujah. Redeem. What about that? Redeem. Redeem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Redeem. Those that God has given victory to. Victory, the overcomers. Hallelujah. Redeem. I've been redeemed. Been set free. I've been forgiven. Redeem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For His mercy. Brother Darrell.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the mercy, for God's mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank
you, Jehovah. Hallelujah, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I need you.
whatever here in Rodeo.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Get that old music. And that since I can't shout in your church, that since I can't dance in your church, I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising
him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a
chance. While I got a chance.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Praise him in the morning.
We're going to go back home and sing it like we used to a long time. I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. I'm going to
praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
praise him in the morning.
Yes,
sir. Praise him in the evening. Praise him all night long. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes, sir.
It.
Yes, sir. That's what's going to carry you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see Sister Martha, hallelujah, so blessed, and it blessed us, hallelujah, the beautiful golden nugget. It says she did what she could, hallelujah, she did what she could. Oh, I hear you, beautiful. Mark 14:39, she did what could, hallelujah, she did what she could. Christ's word takes the pressure off. Our word is full of broken, hurting people, but we don't have to worry about what we can't do. Shirley did what she could, so can we. The rest is in his capable hand. Oh, I hear you. Duty, do thy duty. That is best. Leave unto the Lord the rest. Oh, I hear you, amen. God bless you. Do thy duty. That is best. Leave unto the Lord the rest. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, amen, for that. Carried through. Carried through, she said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Carried through. It says Psalms 31-12, weeping may for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Oh, I hear you. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. God is longing. God is loving, working towards restoration and joy in and through the pain of our lives. Oh, hallelujah. God is loving, working towards, hallelujah, restoration and joy in and through the pain of our lives. You write about it. God is the only one can take pain. With that pain, after a while, it turns into joy, and in the process, it gives us strength. That's what our God, who we serve, that's what he can do and will do for those, hallelujah, as we start to understand his move, his hand, and he works, hallelujah, in us and through us, hallelujah, for our betterment, the ministry of mourning. Hallelujah. I hear you. The ministry of mourning. Hallelujah. Acts, hallelujah, 4 and even Acts 8 and 2. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. Hallelujah. As followers of Jesus, we need to not mourn our losses alone. In sincerity and love, we can reach out to others who are hurting. And in humility, we can accept the concerns of those who stand beside us. Hallelujah. That's so true. Hallelujah. Can get strength. Hallelujah. Know that love you, standing there willing and waiting to whatever it needs. Hallelujah. To be confident, whether it's financial or whether it's food. Whether it's even spiritual food or whether it's just someone to listen, hallelujah. Just someone showing that they care gives you strength, hallelujah. The mystery of mourning with others helps bring healing to our hearts. I hear you. Hallelujah. The mystery. Even the ministry of mourning, the ministry of mourning with others helps bring healing to our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. It's a prayer. God, thank you. Thank you for your love, Lord. Even in this time, thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If someone else want to hit the one button, show their love, or just to say they're praying, or just to tell God thank you for another day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time is now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I'm still hearing Reverend Henry on Mr. Tosh out there making noise on.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say thank the Lord for allowing and waking me this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Give me another chance.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You're right about it. Another chance. Hallelujah. That's his love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even when we tell him thank you, we add blessings to ourselves. We acknowledging it, that it wasn't us, but it was him. Hallelujah. Even that is a praise to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I guess we'll pray, Brother Nutty. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy that endures. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love that you've shown, Father God. We continue to hold our brother up. Give him what he needs, Father. Look on the situation here. Our prayers for him, Father God. And we don't want to tell you what to do, but Lord, have your way. You know better than we. Hallelujah. Just what he needs. Take his special needs, Father God, and look upon them. Is our prayer as I plead. In Jesus' name, give strength, Father God. Give strength, Father. Hallelujah to the family. And all the loved ones connected. Oh, give us strength that we may be, Father God, in this. In Jesus' name, we tell you that we love you and we thank you. We pray for all, Father, all that may be going through, whatever storm, whatever trial. Hallelujah. Whatever test. Oh, we say thank you. In Jesus' name. Continue to bless us, Father God, that we may continue to own and be in what you would have us to be, the best you would have us to be. Hallelujah. Thank you for this, what we call God's plan. Hallelujah. Continue to give life unto it. Hallelujah. Continue to make a way. Hallelujah. For us, hallelujah, that we might be a blessing to thy people. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you. Thank you for all the ones that came, all the ones that called, all the ones that prayed, all the ones that gave comments. Father, we thank you for all of it, and we love you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think I got a text from I think I got a text from Rev to wait a minute. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me, man? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, watch this. Hey, Lil Joe, you still there? Lil Joe.
Yeah, I'm still here.
You good?
Hello? Yeah,
you
I'm
good.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, brother, this probably gonna be my last time, cause they kind of pressed me on my little job, and I got to bag up.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'm gonna be on sometime, but I can't. They're pushing on my job today, so I got to bag up a little bit. So
yes,
y'all
sir.
Keep me in prayer. If it's
yes,
God's will, you know them.
Yes,
but
sir.
I'll just let you know
yes,
so you don't hear it from nobody else. Just I might be on sometimes. Sometimes I can't, man. And now I can't get on.
Crazy.
I'm really stepping out right now.
Crazy.
So, love you guys. Enjoy you guys.
Love you
time
too.
I was here. Appreciate
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, Jesus. Man, Jesus.
Yeah.
They brought in. We're going to try to push forward as long as we can. Well, God bless you.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
Reverend Harris?
Yes, sir.
We just going to keep pushing. Going to keep pushing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus.
All righty.
Okay.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble makes me cry sometimes. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. Cause I know I'm
You just gotta fix it.